Japanese cuisine. And on May 5th and 6th, attend the annual plant sale. Stop by the Pepsi Challenge booth and you too can take the Pepsi Challenge. 77 WABC. How's 33 minutes of continuous music sound to you? Pretty good, huh? Well, that's what's coming up. Here's Olivia Newton-John and Make a Move on Me.
Else ends up winning. Don't Don't you forget who'll take care of you. It don't matter what you do. Former duet, let him sing melody.
WABC, cloudy with occasional showers today. Maybe a thunderstorm out there around the area somewhere. High 65. Tonight, occasional showers once again. Maybe even a thunderstorm. Or tomorrow, variable cloudiness with occasional rain. High 67. Looking on into Wednesday, showers ending in the morning with gradual clearing in the afternoon. Currently, 59 degrees in New York. took you a minute, and you really got whatever it is you got it. 23 minutes before 3. Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell. It's the Turtles, W.
Think about
ABC.
You. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
WABC. A lot of people think Barry Manilow's kind of special, too. Here he is with Let's Hang On to What We Got.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Teach me some new tricks tonight. I'm ready. 77 WABC taking you up to News on the Hour at 3 and then the Dan Ingram Show.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Starting with
77 WABC. We've got clouds and showers today. Oh, we have a big happy birthday to Olga Peters up in the payroll department. Hey, put another zero on the end of my paycheck next week, okay? Happy birthday to you. Yeah, happy to do anything for the folks in the payroll department. Got money up there. The one, my shining star, 77 WABC Yankee baseball tomorrow. Yankees and the Angels. That means Reggie comes back to the stadium. Reggie. It's tomorrow night. You'll have all the action on WABC. Let's go 1-1 on Carole King here on WABC.
If I am the question, you are the answer.
Carole King, 1 to 1 on WABC. Rick James and all the news is coming up in a few minutes on the hour at 3 o'clock. And then it's the legendary Dan Ingram program. This is Johnny Donovan with Eddie Holman. Hey there, lonely girl. Lonely boy waiting to meet you. We might have one here to...
Do you qualify for that, Rick?
Lonely?
No, I don't think so.
Sure I'm lonely.
We're all lonely.
I'm also cuddly.
And you also have news on the hour.
Well, that was the least of my concerns at the moment. There are a couple of signs that the depressed New York City economy has made a turnaround now. Good afternoon. It is 57 degrees and raining in New York. This is the 3 p.m. edition on WABC, New York's radio station. Over a 10-year period, New York City lost a total of 300,000 jobs in the manufacturing and industrial sector of the economy, but a study of the past 2 years indicates the fight of those types of jobs has now leveled off. The Office of Economic Development said its survey also showed that 80% of the city's remaining manufacturers consider their businesses healthy and say they plan to remain in the city. Moving from blue-collar to white-collar jobs, the situation looks even rosier. A survey by Realtors says office space in both Midtown and Downtown Manhattan is being snapped up almost as quickly as it becomes available, and the so-called prime space in the city is now running for $75 a square foot per month. There's only a 3% vacancy rate of all office space in Manhattan, which has a total of 300 million square feet of space available. And in half those cases where the office space is vacant, it's likely to be in an old building or at a less desirable address, according to this new survey. There are currently nearly 4,000 jobs on the line in Manhattan, both blue-collar and white-collar jobs. We're talking, of course, about the New York Daily News, which might have been the scene of closing notices today had original deadline stood. Texas Joe Albritton's option to buy the paper was to expire this coming Friday. His deadline for agreement from all the unions on necessary concessions and guarantees was midnight last night. But those deadlines came and went without any talk since last Friday, and Albritton said there would be no more talks unless he got an extension from the Chicago-based Tribune Company, which owns the news. Today, Tribune Chairman Stanton R. Cook extended Albritton's option for another 5 days through May 5th, and that tossed the ball back to the unions. They're meeting at this hour, and WABC's Kathleen Maloney has a report.
Representatives for the newspaper unions and their advisor, Ted Keel, are meeting here at Automation House apparently to map out new strategy now that the deadline for the sale of the Daily News has been extended 5 days. On the way in, we asked George McDonald, president of the Allied Printing Trades Council, if 5 days is enough, but he doesn't want to answer that right now. He says he'll know better after the meeting. As for the role of Mayor Koch in all of this, Ted Keel says, I'm glad he's involved, and now that he's in, I think he's in for the duration. It was Koch's telegram that apparently won the 5-day extension, and word of that extension was sent to the unions through the mayor's office. Kathleen Maloney, WABC News.
What was called a selective strike last week could spread from the 12 cemeteries hit last week to all 70 involved in the current negotiations with the union for gravediggers and groundskeepers. They will agree to send remaining points of contention to binding arbitration. The problem is over the makeup of the arbitration panel. The union wants the management side to name one member, the union to name another member, and the two of them to then name the third. Management balked at that plan last week, prompting the so-called selective strike. Now, a new session to talk about this impasse is underway in Lower Manhattan. WABC's Gus Engelman reports.
If the union wins the right to name one member of that mediation panel, then it says it won't strike. But warns union head Sam Somaglia, if denied this request, he will then lead a general walkout that he really doesn't want to call.
I don't want no strike. I already got two calls from two families who said, please, we know, we sympathize with you, but try and get it settled because I'm already having dreams of my mother not being resting properly. And this is what's going to happen. This is what happened to me in the past strike.
The new deadline for a cemetery worker's strike is 7 a.m. Tuesday morning. Gus Engelman, WABC News.
In New Jersey, the Public Advocates Office says it hopes PSEG will cancel construction of the Hope Creek nuclear power plant, saying it believes consumers will have been soaked for $825 million through higher rates before the plant goes online sometime in 1986. The utility says the public advocate's figures are way too high and that it has no plans to cancel the Hope Creek nuclear plant project after 6 years of construction. President Reagan may be willing to give some on the question of new taxes to get a budget compromise with Congress. ABC's John Grimes has details on that story.
President Reagan promising not to rule out some new taxes in order to reach a compromise 1983 budget urged White House and congressional negotiators to get on with it today. Treasury Secretary Donald Regan, in a San Francisco speech, blamed Congress for prolonging the recession by vacillating on a budget compromise. But Regan assured his audience the economy can still come roaring back and interest rates can drop if agreement is reached on the 1983 budget. The U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Washington is worried about the results of a survey on the impact of the economic downturn on young people looking for jobs this summer. Tony Sargent has more details.
Over half the cities surveyed are concerned that youth crime will go up because of cutbacks on federal money for youth employment programs. The mayors expect a lot more kids on the streets with nothing to do this summer. They say they'll be able to give summer jobs to less than half the eligible young people. The cities also expect more school dropouts next fall. City officials think many kids will decide to job hunt in the fall because they won't have earned any summer money. Already, 3 out of 4 cities report teenage jobless rates between 11 and 30%, with unemployment among black teens running from 20 to 60%. Tony Sargent, ABC News, Washington.
I'll have more after this.
Heard the latest? The refreshing crackle and crunch of fresh vegetables. The snap of carrots. The crunch of celery. The crackle of fresh pepper. In a new kind of soup. Campbell's Crispy Soup. Campbell's found a new way to keep crispy vegetables crispy in soup. Tangy Campbell's Crispy Soups. Tomato garden and Spanish style vegetable. Delicious hot or cold. Give them a listen.
Stir up the Campbell's Soup is good food.
I'm Johnny Rutherford, and I drive the Pennzoil Chaparral. When I go racing, I get the best protection I can. Latest design crash helmet, fireproof clothes, cockpit harness, and even an onboard fire extinguisher. My Indy-winning Pennzoil Chaparral gets the best protection it can, too. Pennzoil, of course. Thousands of race miles and never an oil-related problem. Protection and Pennzoil. Get them together in your car.
Pennzoil Motor Oil. Ask for it.
For the first time since the U.S. quit buying oil from Iran in 1979, after the U.S. hostages were seized, the U.S. has paid Iran $522 million for 1.8 million barrels. That works out to around $29 a barrel, a relative bargain well below OPEC's current base price of $34. U.S. officials say the U.S. oil purchase from Iran is not a signal of any kind to Iran that the U.S. plans to resume relations. It's all part of the free market process. The Reagan administration has ordered a 10% cut in the number of fish Japan is allowed to catch within the 200-mile limit off Alaska. That's one of Japan's favorite fishing holes. It's the first trade-related sanction of its kind against Japan. The administration says it will remain in force until Tokyo allows U.S. fish processors more access to Japanese markets. Moral support, but no military support for Argentina. That became clear very quickly today as the Organization of American States began debating the Falkland Island crisis. Barry Dunsmore reports from Washington.
Declaring the current crisis in the South Atlantic a grave situation, the foreign ministers of the Organization of American States today appealed for the maintenance of peace and the rule of law and then adjourned for lunch. This meeting was called to discuss invoking the 1947 Rio Treaty, which is a kind of mutual defense pact between the U.S. and most of the countries of Latin America. However, it's clear that neither the U.S. nor most of the countries of the region have any intention of giving Argentina military support. In fact, it seems unlikely that there is sufficient sentiment in favor of economic sanctions against Great Britain. Barry Dunsmore, ABC News, the State Department.
The U.S. Supreme Court rule stopped the music, telling the nationwide GAP store chain it cannot pipe music from radio broadcasts over its store PA system unless it pays for it. Veteran radio announcer Don Wilson has died of a stroke in Palm Springs, California. Wilson became Jack Benny's announcer in 1932. Don Wilson was 81. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 2.47. This is ABC News.
American businesses need a desktop computer that offers more than the IBM personal computer and the Apple III.
You've got it, American business, from Victor. The Victor 9000 desktop business computer was designed to meet the serious needs of American business. The Victor 9000 is priced like a microcomputer, under $5,000, yet offers more memory and capacity than the comparably priced IBM personal or Apple III computers.
Your Victor dealer is listed in the white pages. Victor Business Products is a Kidde company.
WABC News Time 309. It is 57 degrees and raining in New York. The WABC radar weather forecast says it will be cloudy with occasional rain, drizzle, and fog tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Temperatures tonight down near 55. It will climb back up to 62 tomorrow. Tomorrow night's low about 50. For Wednesday, any showers will taper off. The high only about 56 degrees. Again, it's currently 57 degrees in New York. Repeating our top story, a two-year study of blue-collar jobs in New York City indicates the number of such jobs has now leveled off after a decline of 300,000 manufacturing and industrial jobs in the city between 1970 and 1980. I'm Rick James, WABC News. Now, the Dan Ingram Program.
WABC's Dan Ingram Program.
Well, the Daily News is really getting into it in the last few, I guess, if they don't get bought or something, but I've noticed their headline writing has kind of gotten a little more hoo-ha. The one today was absolutely the best. I mean, Variety does that. That's the show business Bible, they call it, which is why so many marriages don't last in showbiz, I guess. They're swearing on Playboy. But they did it this morning. It's perfect. It says, Playboy cop is stripped of her uniform. You guys are really writing, fellas. That's going to save it, I tell you. People will run out and buy the paper like mad. Circulation will go up, and you're going to afford all those jobs that people don't do. Listen, we got music. What a wonderful weekend we had. I think. And we kind of got a little hazy somewhere around noon on Sunday. We barbecued something, and it was very good, but the neighbor's dog is missing, so I'm not too sure. Had a wonderful weekend. I hope you did, too. Music from now till about 7 o'clock at 77 WABC.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. Pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears?
Love that you leave torn apart.
I'm sad. She says she keeps the upper hand, 'cause she can please her man. She doesn't use her love to make him weak. She uses love to keep him strong. And inside me there's no room for doubt that it won't be too long before I tell her that I love her, that I want her, that my mind, soul, and body need her. Tell her that I love to, that I want to, that I need to do all that I have to be in her love.
Wonder at 77 WABC, 20 minutes past 3 o'clock. The honor group of the day and the Ingram S. Rainy Day Lovers. Are you a rainy day lover? Huh? You got nothing else to do, right? Well, if you're into rainy days, you're in the honor group of the day. Don't forget, the Yankees are going to be taking on the California Angels as tomorrow night, right? 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock's a game. Yankee baseball brought to you in part by your participating International House of Pancakes restaurant featuring the Great American Dinner Deal and by Radio Phone the Beeper People.
Atlanta, New Orleans, Cincinnati, and Memphis. Delta takes you nonstop to all four of these cities. You have a choice of 14 nonstops a day to Atlanta, or nonstops from all three metro airports to New Orleans. And now Delta has three nonstops every day to Cincinnati. Going to Memphis, you've got a nonstop and a one-stop. It makes sense to fly Delta, too, because Delta matches the domestic fare on nonstop or single-plane jet service of any scheduled airline on comparable Delta flights
under the same travel restrictions. That's a fabulous deal. And when you fly Delta, don't leave home without the American Express card. It's the easy way to pay for your Delta ticket, as well as hotels, dining, entertainment, car rental, and just about any of your travel expenses. The American Express card. Don't leave home without it. And for low fares and convenient flights, call Delta or your travel agent.
Delta is ready when you want Delta.
Oh, you know, I'm always ready. I like getting a plane right now and just take off. Hello?
Hello? Debbie! Oh, my God, what a coincidence. David and I were just talking about you. How long has it been? A year? Isn't that the strangest thing?
Doesn't this phone call have a familiar ring? Somewhere in the back of your mind, you must be wondering if it's more than just a coincidence. You know, like ESP? This week at 6 in an Eyewitness News special report, Doug Johnson will show you how more and more people are falling under the spell of the supernatural. You'll find yourself dumbstruck at the sound of voices from beyond, mesmerized by mediums and their messages, captivated by an actual photograph of someone's aura, and hypnotized by psychic housewives from New Jersey. Watch Psychic Phenomena tonight at 6 on Channel 7. It's time you gave your sixth sense a second thought.
Ah, there's no one there this time. That's strange. Ah, once again, it's Leo Serre. When I need you, you went and fell to the floor. At 77 WABC, the X radio station. Oh, yeah, less than 10 to go. How about that? It's the countdown to chat. Are we ready? Leo? Prop open his eyes, let him sing.
When I need you, just close my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I so wanna give you, it's only a heartbeat away.
heartbeat away. Oh, yeah, our word for the day is coriaceous. Coriaceous, well, that describes folks who eat all of the apple. Ah, this is anticipation. It was one of Henry VIII's wives, wasn't it? She had 1,000 days in the slow ketchup. Yes.
Know about the days to come.
No, it's not ketchup, is it?
But we think about them.
Seemed a little dazed. Oh, yeah, it's time to get updated on what's happening around the world. And here with the news is Rick James.
There are two reports out today indicating the worst may be over for blue-collar workers in this city, and there is a boom in white-collar employment as well. Good afternoon. It is 57 degrees and raining in New York. This is the 3:30 p.m. news update on WABC, New York's radio station. A two-year study would indicate that the flight of manufacturers has leveled off after a decade-long trend that saw 300,000 jobs in manufacturing and industry disappear from New York City proper. The other study is a real estate survey which found office space being snapped up as fast as it can be built in both Midtown and Lower Manhattan, only a 3% overall vacancy rate in the city's 300 million square feet of office space. The Chicago Tribune Company has extended Joe Albritton's option period for buying the New York Daily News 5 days, now to May 5th. That may result in new talks between Albritton's people and the newspaper unions. The foreign ministers of the Organization of American States are meeting in a special 2-day session in Washington to discuss the Falkland Islands crisis. Secretary of State Haig met with the Argentine foreign minister before that meeting opened. There is no official Argentine comment on British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's announcement of the formal surrender of the Argentine forces on South Georgia Island. Thatcher also said 180 Argentinians taken prisoner by British forces will be returned to their homeland. President Reagan told the U.S. Chamber of Commerce today he wants budget negotiations to produce a bipartisan spending plan, and he wants that soon. Mr. Reagan also said he will not go along with a compromise that violates his three basic points, the tax cut, new defense spending, and federal spending cuts. It is 57 degrees and raining in New York. The WABC radar weather forecast calls for cloudy skies, occasional rain, drizzle and fog tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Temperatures tonight down near 55. Tomorrow's high about 62. Tomorrow night's low a bit cooler at 50. For Wednesday, any showers will taper off. The high Wednesday only about 56 degrees. Again, it's currently 57 in New York. I'm Rick James, WABC News with Dan Ingram.
Dan Ingram, WABC.
At least the rain will get rid of some of those forest fires down in Jersey. I hope so, anyway. Good grief, what a mess that's been. This is called Open Arms. This is by Journey at 77 WABC, New York's radio station.
Lying beside, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly so sincere, how could our love be so blind? We sail on together, gifted of heart, and here you are by my side.
WABC, New York's radio station, the honor group of the day are rainy day lovers. Are you a rainy day lover, huh? Yeah, well, you know. Nice being indoors looking out on a rainy day.
Lying in bed with the radio on. Moonlight falls like rain. Soft summer nights spent thinking of you. Will I see you again? Soft and low, the music moans. I can't stop thinking about you. Thinking about you. I didn't know it would be so.
just can't sleep for thinking of you here alone with the moon. Soft and low, the music moans. I can't stop thinking about shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's a home. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. Tired when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm.
That's right, the man who invented the wearing Blindor there. Oh, this is the guy who invented good singing. I tell you, he's been around a few years, paid some dues. Sounds so damn good. This is Al Jarreau. We're in this love together from the album Menage a Trois.
It's like diamond ring, it's a precious thing. And we never want to lose it. That we love to sing. Every time we hear the music and we're in this love together, we got the kind that lasts forever.
Just the way we planned it. Together, we're in this love together.
together, babe. Better make it work. I mean, what the hell? You got a lot more to gain and to throw away. That's for real. It's 16 before 4 on WABC. An open house and job fair for nursing students and professional nurses will be held at Mount Sinai Medical Center on Saturday, April 24th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're interested, call 650-7804.
Hello? Debbie! Oh, my God, what a coincidence. David and I were just talking about you. How long has it been? A year? Isn't that the strangest thing?
Doesn't this phone call have a familiar ring? Somewhere in the back of your mind, you must be wondering if it's more than just a coincidence. You know, like ESP? This week at 6 in an Eyewitness News special report, Doug Johnson will show you how more and more people are falling under the spell of the supernatural. You'll find yourself dumbstruck at the sound of voices from beyond, mesmerized by mediums and their messages, captivated by an actual photograph of someone's aura, and hypnotized by psychic housewives from New Jersey. Watch Psychic Phenomena tonight at 6 on Channel 7. It's time you gave your sixth sense a second thought.
This is Charlie Greer. Help me.
Well, you help yourself, Pops. We're going out on the road now with Manhattan Transfer.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on 66.
It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Baby, you get your kicks on the 66.
Now you go through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri,
and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty.
About an appropriate number. The Carpenters here on rainy days and Mondays. Well, listen, you know, as long as no one's around and you're there and he's there, why don't you have another one and don't call back.
Talking to myself and feeling old.
Well, don't go back to the office, my dear.
Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always.
She sings good. It's 9 minutes from four on WABC. Our word for the day is Coriaceous. Coriaceous is the sister of Vix. You remember Vixaceous? Wonderful. Forget it. Maybe I'll just go out and lay down on the lawn and scoff up the blanket here. Like, oh, that tastes good.
Yeah.
Surrey. Wonderful man. Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir. That's Stone Soul Pickle. That's the Fifth Dimension, carrying you back to the times when they were all together. And, I mean, they've split up and split up again, I guess. Well, anyway, it's 5 minutes from 4 o'clock in the Ingram S, and let me check the weather for you. Our exclusive radar weather is generally pew. It'll be cloudy with occasional rain and drizzle and fog today, tonight, tomorrow, tomorrow night. Temperatures tonight down to 55, climb back up to 62 tomorrow. Tomorrow night's low down about 50. And then for Wednesday, the showers will taper off. A high of about, say 55, 56, something like that. But anyway, you're going to have a couple inches of rain spread out over the next day or two. And then Wednesday is supposed to kind of ease back a little bit. Right now it's 57, rainy, WABC degrees.
WABC, listen to New York. There's excitement in the air, listen to New York. You can hear it everywhere. There's a certain style that's all your own. That's the way it ought to be. We're New York Style at 77 WABC. WABC.
77 WABC in New York Town. I'm Dan Ingram, and we have more of whatever it is we're getting away with for the last few times here. In the meantime, Rick James has the news.
New Jersey will try now for voter approval of new bonds to build new prisons, an idea that failed a year ago here in New York State. Good afternoon. It is 56 degrees and raining in New York. This is the 4 p.m. edition on WABC, New York's radio station. By a very narrow margin, voters in New York last November rejected a huge bond issue for money to build new prisons. As a result, the prisons in New York remain overcrowded. There is no solution in sight to the problem. But even as bad as the prison overcrowding is in New York, it's even worse in New Jersey, where the state prison overflow reaches the county jail level, which has then